Now, as we come to the book of Proverbs, we are back in one of the books that we classify as the poetry of Scripture. You have Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. They belong in the same package as being written in what is known as Hebrew poetry. But the book of Proverbs is different from any other book. And Solomon is the writer, actually, not only of Proverbs, but of the next three books, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. Now, Proverbs is the book on wisdom. Ecclesiastes is the book on folly, or foolishness. And the Song of Solomon is the book on love. And love is the happy medium between wisdom and folly. And believe me, this man Solomon was an expert on all three subjects. You can sure put it down that he was. In fact, doesn't the Word of God make it very clear that that is exactly what this man was an expert in? Let me read for you 1 Kings 4:32-34. And he, that is Solomon, spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Now, we have only one of his songs. He wrote 1,005. And yet we have very few of his proverbs, to tell the truth. And we're told he spoke of trees, from the cedar tree that's in Lebanon, even under the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spoke also of beasts and of fowl and of creeping things and of fishes. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from the kings of the earth which had heard of his wisdom. Now we're going to listen in this book to the wisdom of Solomon. Now what is a proverb? Well, it's been called sententious sayings, for instance. And here is a definition I'd pass on to you. A proverb is a saying that conveys a specific truth in a pointed and pithy manner. Well, let me give you another one. Proverbs are short sentences drawn from long experience. And that's a good proverb itself. And it's a truth that's couched in a form that is easy to remember, a philosophy based on experience, and a rule for conduct. A proverb, therefore, is a sententious sentence, a maxim, an old saying, an old saw, a bromide, or an epigram. Many of these things. Now, the key verse, I'd like to say, is found here in this first chapter, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, there are some unusual features about the book of Proverbs I'd like to talk about today. The Orient and the Ancient East are the home of Proverbs. I rather believe that Solomon gathered together many from other sources. He was the editor of all of them, and he's the author of some. And that means that what you have here is an inspired record of proverbs that are either Solomon's or others, but God has put his stamp upon them. Dr. Thurtle and other scholars noted that there is a change of pronoun in the book from the second person to the third person. We'll note it, by the way, when we get to it. And the conclusions that these scholars came to was that the Proverbs with the second person were taught Solomon by his teachers, and the Proverbs with the third person were by Solomon. In other words, there is a difference, however, between the book of Proverbs and the Proverbs in other writings. For instance, the Greeks were great at making Proverbs, especially the Gnostic poets. I majored in Greek in college, and I took a course that was patterned after the Oxford plan. I just read a great deal of Greek and then reported to my professor and he would have me read. I reported to him every Monday morning, and I read in the New Testament. In fact, I read the entire Testament through in Greek while I was in college. And then when I got to seminary, of course, we went over it again. But the Gnostic poets was one of the writings that I had to read in Greek. And believe me, they were great at making proverbs. And they were very clever when they were in the Greek language, because so many of them are a play upon Greek words.